Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning since I got off yesterday. Good morning. It is the 23rd of March, 2022, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And yesterday was West Virginia Day.
It was.
West by God, Virginia. Did you know that's what they used to say?
No.
Yeah. Take me home, country roads. To the place okay. I belong, West Virginia.
Is that John Denver?
Yeah. I'm surprised you even know who it is. Hey, what national day is it today?
It is National Puppy Day.
Whoa. How could you hate today?
And National Tamale Day, which...
which is almost just as good.
Yep.
Adopt a puppy and have a tamale. Adopt a puppy and call it tamale. Then you could, you know, every year you can think about it. Okay, do you like tamales?
I love tamales.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Have you tried the tamales across the street here?
I haven't.
La Cabana?
No.
They're pretty good.
Next time we go there, I'll have to do that.
Get a little chili verde sauce on it. Okay, what's the weather look like?
It's currently 52. Today's going to be sunny. High of 86, low of 53. Tomorrow the same. Friday, high of 82, low of 50, sunny. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 82, a low of 52. On Sunday, we have a chance of showers with a high around 73 and a low of 51. And on Monday, a chance of showers, partly sunny with a high around 70 and a low of 49.
Okay. So what's the high today?
Today, the high is 86.
86. Whew. Okay. Hey, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friend, so it's the customer service that makes a difference. That's why Shasta Gas Propane has been such a success over the last couple of decades. They have great customer service. They treat their customers as warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Well, I'm here with Doug Jenke. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing, sir?
And my, you know, we have the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and we have Doug Jenke, who is a well-known conservative voice in the area.
Didn't expect to become that, but apparently that is starting to happen. You know, I've been out there back in the Measure B days. I was a spokesman for that, and so I got to do a bit of public speaking then, and then Nick threw me on his poke the hornet's nest for some circumstances, and yeah, apparently I am starting to get a bit of the face of conservatism in Shasta County, which was not something I had actually planned on doing.
Well, the funny thing is... is when you showed up this morning, I had that look of a, like I, you know, like, oh gosh, what did I screw up now? And we had talked, gosh, I don't know, last week, and I said, hey, I've got to reschedule you to the 23rd, and you go, you have me scheduled on the 23rd, and I went, yes. Well, that's what I meant. And then I hung up. And then you walk in today. Well, first, we have a advertiser, whose name is Doug.
Yeah, he's got the kids.
He's got the kids. That's right. Doug Tooley, BNT Satellite. And I thought, okay, I had Doug written down. I just thought for some reason he was coming in when you came in. And so my whole morning started off like, see, this is what happens. This is what happens when I'm gone for a day. I have to be retrained. And then I walked out this morning. I had plenty of time. Got up early, had breakfast, you know. Lounged around, got dressed, and I forgot to brush my hair. Now, what's going on there? So, you know, so my...
I'm seeing a trend here, Carl.
I am. I'm starting just saying. To... You know what? I cannot take any more days off. I've got to work 7 days a week. Okay, what do you want to talk about today?
Well, first off, you know, if I'm going to be a voice of conservatism, one thing that I think separates conservatives from liberals is the ability to apologize when you're wrong and correct incorrect statements. So at our last show, I had finished the show by talking about the Communist Disinformation Center, the CDC, and how they had admitted 75%, at least 75% of deaths were not due to COVID, but with COVID. And so I had said that, you know, the flu season in 1819 had almost 90,000 deaths. Well, being the investigative reporter that you are, you immediately after the show went and checked and said, Doug, the actual number was 34. So I left here thinking I had completely just pulled the number out of my rear end. So I went back and did more investigation to find out where did I pull that number out of my rear end, and I am here to tell you and your audience, I'm sorry, I misled you. It was actually the winter of 2017-2018 that had almost 90,000 flu-related deaths. Then you throw in the 34,000 that you found on the 1819. In a 15-month window, we had about 120,000 flu deaths, which, according to the CDC, would still be 20,000 more deaths than COVID. And I don't know about you, Carl, but I do remember all the lockdowns, the businesses being shut, social distancing we did in the 17 and 18s. Oh, wait, no, we didn't do that, did we? We did not do any of that. We didn't destroy our economy or our people. And according to the CDC, the winters of 17 through 19 had more deaths than COVID. So I just wanted to apologize.
Wait a minute. We have a million deaths from COVID.
No, we do not.
CDC came out.
This is the best part about
Joe Biden said that.
Joe Biden said that. The CDC has come out and said that at least 75% of all COVID attributed deaths did not die because of COVID. They had between 3 to 5 comorbidities. So that means if they're admitting 75, I went to 90 and said, I'm not going to say it's a complete lie, but I'm going to say that there's some flush there. So I took 10% of the 900,000 and meant that there was between 90 and 100,000 COVID attributed deaths. There's now more statistics suggest that maybe even that number is still too high.
Okay, so
my point being is I apologize, I misstated, but I did want to correct the record that there was in fact almost 90,000 deaths in 17 and 18. So
okay.
There you go. I'm clear, okay. And we can move on.
Well, but let's just talk a little bit more about COVID here.
Sure.
You know, now I'm starting to read things, but they're not on the front page.
Exactly.
That says that, you know, we're talking about people, you know, first of all, it came out that they said all these kids that were, they had COVID, you know, they were being admitted to the hospital because of COVID was not true. They said, you've got to go back and look at it. It's being admitted into the hospital with COVID, not because of COVID. And there's a big difference in that word because and with. That means a child could come in there with falling off their bicycle and need stitches. When they do the test for him, oh, he's got COVID. All right? So nobody knew it because kids, when they get COVID, it's really light cases in almost every case. Not every case, but in almost every case. But they were counting those as because as instead of with. And I think people are agreeing on this. People that read back into the third or fourth page in the lower, below the fold, in the corner, on the side.
Under the footnotes in tiny print.
And you however, know, wait, but however.
Go ahead, please.
Because of comorbidities.
Yes.
As the doctor who sat right where you sat.
Yeah.
And I've used this 100 times, but it's true. He sat there and he said, yes, they were all in very bad shape. However, COVID is what pushed them over the side.
I would disagree, here's why I disagree, is if you go back and look at flu, look at long-term effects from flu, they're identical to COVID. So it is a nasty bug. Let's not even mince words. It is a nasty bug. But it's funny, if you look back for the last 2 years, it's like the flu has been almost fully eradicated. And so where did all those flu historical data go? So, yes, you are right. People with comorbidities, when they get sick, it pushes them over the edge. I'm 100% with you, so let's not disagree on that. But the reality is COVID is basically a nasty bug flu, and it has caused it in itself was nothing more than a bad flu season, and yet our reaction by government, Trump included, and Fauci, destroyed people families, lives, economies, and
I will not disagree with that.
And that's the part that is so disheartening, is we still have people that drive in their own car with their own mask on by themselves, and I'm just like...
I see that. You know why I do that, though? You may be looking at me. You know why I do that? Because I push the lights real hard sometimes.
Well, you just don't want to have your face on the camera. I get that.
There you go. There you go. I go down, right down here, right down in the street here,
yeah,
on Shasta and Market Street,
yeah,
and my hand's in front of my face, covering it, like, you know, like that, when I go through that.
Well, in the old movie, or the old TV show Top Gear, there was a great segment that Jeremy Clarkson did in Japan. Apparently Japan's freeways have pictures, cameras for every speeding ticket.
Yeah.
And he was driving through the freeway at extreme speed, but he had a picture on a sticky card of Boris Johnson. So if you took a picture, it was Boris Johnson driving. So you should try that. Maybe pick a city council member.
Could do.
There you go.
Or even chief of police.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, no, that would be bad. Okay, he looks
good. So anyway, yes,
a break.
That was my little thing there. Go ahead.
No, we got to take a break.
Yep.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. Yeah, you can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines. And with a one stop, get anywhere in the world. That's right, from Seattle. You can go anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaska cruise, which I've done before, and I must say it was outstanding. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Redding. We'll be right back with Doug Jenke.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Calling all country music fans. Come see up-and-coming country musician Mitchell Tenpenny perform live in concert Friday, April 1st, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
I've been sober.
Yeah, this town's been telling me.
Tickets just $50 plus fee. For tickets, call 1-800-280-UIN. A must-see country sensation Mitchell Tenpenny in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 1st. Find your moment at the river.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bob. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday, today, the 23rd of March, 7:20 in the morning. It's 53 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Been in the business for about 15 years, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. In fact, opened up their fourth branch down in Anderson a few weeks ago, 2727 Ventura Street. They have been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, or even better, just stop in one of the branches. Everybody is so friendly and wants to help you. I'm here with Doug Jahnke, well-known conservative, pundit? I hate to use the word pundit, but pundit.
Well, let's just put it, I'll put it this way. Somebody dumb enough to actually put their views out there and get beat up. I'm not sure that's smart anymore because it's whack-a-mole season for conservatives.
Well, is it, though?
I mean, look at what they did to the president. Look at every conservative. They've deplatformed, took them off
Facebook.
It depends
on where you're at, though, I think.
Well, I mean, regardless, I mean, the First Amendment says that we all are supposed to be able to have an opinion, and we can't go around spewing, fire in a theater, but we're supposed to be able to have these opinions. And what's getting to be more obvious with every day, Carl, is everything they called conservative conspiracy theories is turning out to be 100% true. The Russian hoax, the impeachment offense, Hunter Biden's laptops, everything that has been set out there. The mainstream media spent all their time trying to debunk it, deplatform. Facebook put notices, LinkedIn put notices, and oh by gosh.
Especially the Hunter Biden affair.
And everything.
Even the New York Times has come out now and said,
it was real.
No, they actually said
it was.
That's
what I'm saying.
No, they said it was real, but then there's still people out there that deny that they ever said it was a hoax.
Well, and that's why I felt that I owed it to you and your people this morning as a conservative, if you're going to throw me in that
There's nothing wrong with calling a certain
conservative. No, but I'm saying that
there's nothing wrong with being called a liberal.
No, but my point being is I stated something that turned out to be factually inaccurate, and you were correct. And setting the record straight. Now, as Mr. Reagan said, you're entitled to your own facts. But, you're entitled to your own opinion, but not your own facts. And facts don't have emotion. Facts don't lie. They are what they are. And so there it is. What you're saying is the difference between a conservative and a liberal. I came on. I was wrong. I admitted it to all your people. Liberals will sit there and say that's they never said that stuff. And you're like, I've got it in black and white from the New York Times.
Okay, but let me use an argument. A friend of mine says you can't say all.
No, well, and that's like you can't camp on all conservatives.
All conservatives are this.
Yeah.
All liberals are like this.
If we're going to talk generalities.
Generally.
Yes.
We can say that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're picking a new Supreme Court justice.
Boy, howdy, is she a fine pick.
My favorite yesterday, and I tell you the truth, I haven't been following it because as close as I should. Like yesterday, I had time on my hands, and I passed up the chance to watch it, and for a variety of reasons. But Senator Blackburn asked Ms. Jackson, "Could she define a woman?" And she said, "And she couldn't. Can you define a woman?" "No, I'm not a biologist. But wait, can you define? Can you say what a woman is?" "No."
Well, it is funny.
That was your answer.
Well, since the beginning of time, men and women have been pretty much biologically defined from birth. And I totally get people may not be happy in their body and they want to live as another gender. fine, more power to them. But birth pretty much determines who you are. And for the liberal sect, shall we call it, to not define who a man and a woman is just bizarre. I mean, this lady is going to be making judgments on laws. And did you know, Carl,
that for a lifetime.
Did you know, I did not know this, but did you know the Supreme Court does not, you do not need to be a lawyer to be on the Supreme Court. You can be somebody appointed by the president. For whatever reason. I mean, you know, you can go back in history, but there have been people that have been on the Supreme Court that were actually not lawyers. And I would think, to be honest with you, that might be something we want to entertain, is because you get some common sense people in there that might make more prudent constitutional decisions, instead of, you know, touting, ideology left or right. So, yes, it's an interesting pick.
Okay, you know what? When you say that, you look at the makeup, and I'm pulling this one from a darker area.
Please.
When you look at the makeup of Congress, you know, the Senate and the House, most of them are lawyers. Now, should you be a lawyer to be able to make, you know, oh, we make all these laws? Well, I understand what you're saying, and in my opinion, maybe it takes people who are not lawyers
to sit on that
and say, wait a minute, this makes no sense to me.
Well, I think if we went by grandma's rule, you know, if grandma would approve of it, it's probably not a bad idea, because grandmas, I think, just through seasoning, hard luck, tough decisions, they get to a point where it becomes a common sense. Does this make sense? And if we just got back to common sense in this country, I think our problems would disappear. I mean, common sense would mean, let's open up our drilling. Let's get the gas prices down. Let's do this. Let's do that. And yet, we don't do any of that. So, yes, I agree. Let's clear Congress of a bunch of lawyers.
Well, the other thing that Brian Daly told me one day,
yep,
and I think it still holds true, that when he found, when he went into the assembly, and I think it still holds true because what Megan says, it's probably the same for the Senate now he's there. He said there's only three of them in there that had ever written paychecks to anybody, had ever signed paychecks, which means they had businesses.
Yep.
Three people in that whole assembly.
Yep.
And you think about that. And to me, that's a crime. See, there's certain things I believe that you should have as those, you know, those bona fides that you need before you sit in an office. One, you've got to understand business.
Yeah. Because you're making laws and decisions.
Two, you've had to serve this country in one way or another.
Yep.
And I'm not saying it has to be in the military. It could be in other things. You know, so that you have, you know, that you gave of yourself of the country.
You understand what the Stars and Stripes mean.
What?
You understand what the Stars and Stripes mean.
You understand that. You know, the other thing is you have to live in Somalia for a month. Now, that may be hard to do, to get everybody to do that, to have a little enclave. You have to live in Somalia a month and walk around the streets.
Can we go out to Ono and a backcountry grow? Would that qualify?
Yeah, that would work. Okay. That would work.
I think we
come up here for that too. Oh no, I love it.
I know, I'm sorry, but I'm just going redneck there.
Well, no, it's true. You know, I mean, I've heard horror stories out there from people that own land that all of a sudden know that because of fires or whatever, they left the land.
Yeah.
And so they're living someplace else. They still own the land. And then they find out they've got this horrendous, marijuana grow on their property. So they capped off all the water wells, and according to this lady, this guy comes up, knocks on her door, and says she owes him money because she capped off the water, which cost him money for his marijuana grow.
On her property that
he wasn't renting, he was just using.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know whether to believe that or not, except
it's probably true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's get you back to Somalia, because I think I want to hear these things you think we should have, because so far you're doing well.
I think you should have skin in the game.
Yep.
And it doesn't mean you have to serve in the military. Military is not for everybody.
Yep.
But you should have something where you have helped, you've volunteered, you've worked in hospitals, you've worked on trails, you've given a portion of your life. It could be where you live in other countries and help people. There's a name for that, and I can't remember what it is, that John F. Kennedy started.
Oh, not the conservation course, but I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Where you're helping other people, but you also are learning about other nations, and that, you know, that you have given of yourself for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think that any of those. And to understand business, does that mean you have to have owned a business? Well, maybe not, but you should at least understand the parameters of this is income, this is outgo, this is how we keep our business going when we make this much money. And if we don't have that this much money, then we have to kind of cut back a little bit.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, those are three simple concepts that.
I think that's a great idea is because you're making laws that specifically impact businesses. So if you're going to make a law that's going to impact or regulate a business, you should understand that laws have ramifications. So I think that's a great idea, that there, you can't just be, no experience and start making rules and laws for everybody else.
And we see this with some of the things they're saying. Or, this is for conservation. We're going to just stop all the bear hunting in California. Well, there isn't a biologist or a person that works for the Fish and Wildlife Service or any of the others that think stopping bear hunting is a good idea, yet they introduced this bill. It was so ridiculous, even the Democrats pushed back on it. But it doesn't mean it's going away.
Nope.
That means he'll just reintroduce it at a later date. But bear hunting, well, who has to kill bear? It's not that. If you think it's just about harvesting a bear, you have missed the whole point of where bears fit in the environment and the ecological system and the damage they can do if they aren't kept at a certain number. We've done that to the mountain lions and it's decimated our deer herds.
Yep.
And now you want to do it to bears. Well, and now we're reintroducing wolves.
Well, and that's the part about somebody who has no clue what they're talking about but wants to feel good about it has introduced regulation that has a dramatic and bad impact.
Okay, we got to take a break. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, veteran-owned business, brings us this segment. Jeff Wirth has been repairing windshields and for two decades now. He's been through all the big schools. But here's the thing. Jeff is a windshield virtuoso. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he can fix it. He guarantees it. Guarantees it for life. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. For a free inspection and analysis, stop by 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff Wirst a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO for the Redding Rancheria. On behalf of the tribe, I am happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project. Perhaps you were unaware that the tribe has been working for years to relocate our current casino to our property along I-5 that the tribe purchased nearly 20 years ago. The casino relocation project will benefit the North State. Our buy local, hire local policy will spur growth and prosperity and will make our community even better. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family, Euro bungee, climbing wall,
axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Hi, I'm Jack Putter Jr., chairman for the Redding Rancheria. The Redding Rancheria is happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project to our I-5 property. Since purchasing the property over 20 years ago, we have carefully planned how to create a project benefiting the entire community, thus making hundreds of jobs and bringing millions of dollars to our local businesses. We will be buying local, hiring local, and provide a steady revenue for police and fire. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebutt. Today, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber, Estate Granite, has been custom altering homes in Shasta County and beyond since 2004. Think about that. 2004, he's just getting right up there in age. It's a veteran-owned business and run with the attention to detail and an eye for perfection that in these times it's hard to find. He did our kitchen, and it was just beautiful. He works by appointment only. He's a very busy guy, as you can imagine. But if you'd like to have a free consultation, sit down, talk with him about what you'd like to see done, his ideas, your ideas melded together into something that's just outstanding, give him a call at 241-STONE or check out his website, estategranite.com. I'm here with Doug Jenke, conservative of choice, and we've talked about the Supreme Court nominee. We've talked about he had made a mistake, by he had said, of the numbers of dying from the flu versus COVID. And now let's turn to the Ukraine, because as you can see, we have a Ukraine flag sitting here.
Yes, now, I see it.
Here's... And they left Ukrainian, flags here. If you want a Ukrainian, the small Ukrainian flag that you can, I don't know, put someplace in your office or something, you can come by the stations here at 1326 Market Street and take one. you know Russians. You know a Russian who speaks to Russia on a regular basis because her relatives are still there.
Yeah, my personal assistant, transaction coordinator, Tony, she actually is Russian. She's been in America about 7 years. Amazing story to hear how she got here and what she had to go through. But since this whole shebang has started, she's in touch with people in Russia, families and friends. And Carl, it is stark in the difference of opinion of what's going on in Ukraine, even inside of Russia. The older set, apparently, is Vlad, Vlad, Vlad. Vlad is the greatest. Vlad is an emperor. Nothing goes wrong with Vlad. And the younger set is actually quite against everything. But of course, Vlad does what dictators do, is if you speak out against him, you know, you could find yourself in a Siberian prison for 15 years. So
they still do that.
Well, he just reenacted that.
Still do that.
Yeah.
And so you just disappear.
Yeah, well, that's it. And that's what she was saying. She goes,
We have a Women's National Basketball Association player there.
Yeah.
Now, she's quite woke. Yeah. And she wanted to play in Russia and all this.
Yeah.
But because, from what I understand, she had...
she had HTC in a vape pen or something like that.
So either that or she had. Anyway, she could spend 8 months in jail.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this is the NBA here. You know, they're very woke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, this is, and you think it's bad in Russia. What do you think China is?
I was going to say, yeah, don't, or yeah. Don't even go to Thailand. Thailand yeah. apparently is like a zero.
No, but I'm.
But your point being is, yeah.
Yeah. Now. We're going to have a Ukrainian call in next Tuesday at 7 a.m. and tell us what's going on in their section of the country, which I think is should be interesting to hear that. But one of the things that our guest that wanted on Monday was a no-fly zone. And that's saying you want a no-fly zone, it sounds good. But... How do you enforce a no-fly zone?
Well, I mean, you know, the pictures are sad. Let's quantify. They're sad. But you're a military guy, so you know accidents happen and mistakes get made. And the last thing we need as Americans or NATO is to be flying jets over top of Ukraine, because it will happen that we will shoot down a helicopter or a jet, and then it's a direct... Russia, NATO, America confrontation all of a sudden. Ukraine, you know, I've been doing a lot of research because I don't want to say stuff that is either completely way out there or false, but this war is interesting in that Vladimir Putin's being made out to be the total bad guy, and he may not be as bad as everybody's doing. The Eastern Ukrainian people are Russian speaking, and there was the Minsk agreement that was supposed to give them a federation of independent states. Well, Mr. Obama went in there in 2014 with his crew of clownies, and overthrew a Russian leaning president. And since that time, the Eastern Ukrainians, the Russian speakers, have had as many as almost 15,000 murdered by the Western Ukrainians. So there's been almost a genocide going on the Eastern side. Now, I'm not defending Russia and I'm not defending Ukraine. On top of that, it's, I think, ranked number two as the most corrupt country in the world. Hunter Biden might be aware of that. And so this isn't like it's, you know, a independent, peaceful country that had a great record. It has an atrocious record all by itself, and so the nuances of who's right and wrong in this one are—it's really kind of bizarre.
Well, let me go to the other side.
Please,
is the Ukraine was a part of the giant Russian empire? When that came apart, Ukrainians wanted their freedom, and they had a communist as their leader. And it was so bad, which is, I mean, under communism, there's two C's in communism, and the second C is corruption. If you're an oligarch, you are rich. If you're not an oligarch, you're not. I mean, it's like two classes, oligarch and everybody else. The Ukrainians fought hard, and this guy Zelensky, who, listening to the Ukrainians that were on, he had a TV show, and it was like 20 episodes. What happens if he became president? And people loved this show.
Yep.
And then when the people had enough of this communist dictatorship, and his cronies, Zelensky ran. I mean, it'd be kind of like whom I'm trying to think of.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld running for president and being elected.
Yes.
Right. As it turns out, Zelensky there's more to him, it appears. He's not leaving. He could have flown out with lots of money.
True.
He chose to stay. He knows that he's number one on the hit list. Is Ukraine, our way, is it the same democracy as we have? No, of course not. But are they moving in that direction? And that's what I have to look at.
Yep.
It's like watching in Iraq the women voting for the first time. Under pain of death, and yet they still voted. It was their democracy like ours. No, you're not going to overcome centuries in the case of the Middle East in 10 years. Ukraine, are they moving in that direction? Yes. My big problem with this whole thing is Putin seems to think that he could just move in. He was going to run over them in a week, or maybe a week and a half. By the time NATO and everybody got spun up and the people got spun up, it was going to be a fait accompli.
Yep.
It was, and it didn't happen.
No.
You can't just, in today's world, I hope, can't just redraw a country's boundaries through force.
No, and I don't think you could do it even in it previously because, World War II proved that countries tend to be a little resilient, the resistance in Europe, the English. So bad people, bad dictators, they face resistance.
And here's a comment. Ukraine did not invade Russia. Makes it easy to decide which side to support.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, I gotcha. Okay. No, I'm not saying Vlad's a good guy. I'm just saying Ukrainians have been asking Vladimir to jump in to stop the genocide, and he's resisted all this time. And, there was a thing that was interviewed yesterday. I think it was on Dan Bongino. And Trump was on, and Trump talked about the fact that we, Americans, during Trump's term, we actually killed a bunch of Russians. People don't know this. But apparently in Syria, they found out there was Russian mercenaries in Russia or in Syria. And Trump apparently made it clear to Putin, get them out or we're going to take them out. And Putin didn't take them out, and we did. And it did not result in any kind of conflict or escalation because Vladimir understood that.
You put mercenaries into Syria. I mean, it's like contract players.
Exactly.
If you're a contractor and you're working in a country,
you're not working
killed
for a country.
Well, that could be true or untrue.
That's true.
That depends on who's got your contract there. So they could be representing, via a couple of corporations there that the U.S. wants to have there.
Yeah.
But if you're killed, it's got a different impact than it does if it's a soldier, sailor,
with a flag on.
Marine. Right.
Yeah.
So the fact is that because of that term, their contractors, better get those contractors out of there. They're not going to be, safe because ours aren't.
Yep.
And that happened. But the fact, too, is I think what's going to happen, we've got to take a break.
Sure.
It's going to end up that Ukraine may be give up those two wayward provinces, and that's the way it's going to end.
Yeah, that's
it's going to be partitioned. Those are going to go back to Russia. They're going to be given their chance to vote in a free election to see which way they want to go. You want to stay in Ukraine? Fine, you stay. You want to go to Russia? Fine.
I hope that is.
I hope sooner rather than later. We're still having people killed over there every day. And millions of people displaced in over 3 million at this. Well, that was last week.
In 1 month. In
refugees. Okay. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the pharaoh's tomb is coming to Reading at Turtle Bay Museum March 5th through September 5th, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures, presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce continues their legacy of involvement in vetting local candidates and will be hosting the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge. The Reading Chamber of Commerce is committed to providing trusted information on local candidates running for office while abiding by their city plan to lead with credibility, integrity, transparency, and you, the voice of their members. The Chamber wants to be sure that the most important issues you face are brought to the attention of those seeking public office and will be surveying its membership to help set the direction of the questions asked at the forums. Additionally, digital voter guides will be released, featuring interviews with candidates and races of importance as identified by the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Find out more about our candidates at the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge at 820 Sundial Bridge Drive. Doors open at 4:30. Admission is free. For more information, contact the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Turtle Bay's spring plant sale is coming up on Saturday, April 2nd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. We grow heirloom vegetables, California native, and waterwise plants. Primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. The 23rd of March, 7:51 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. It looks sunny. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, our jewelry store of choice, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, good people. Can't ask for more. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. I'm here with Doug Jenke, and we're talking. We were talking about the Ukraine, and then during the break, we were also discussing parts of the Ukraine. My concern is that this last American people want to move on, but then we also have another Doug that just walked in, and then we decided that, you know, this is going to have a bigger impact, a huge impact on our farms.
Well, and your point of view was that we as Americans tend to move on pretty quickly. We are distracted, and what you and I were talking about, and thank you for your service, but when we were in Iraq and Afghanistan, there wasn't a lot of impact on us at home.
No.
On you guys, the soldiers, it was immense. But on us, there wasn't much. But this one in Ukraine is going to come back to kick us in the proverbial personals, because ammonium nitrate is the main component of fertilizer, and the number one exporter of ammonium nitrate is Ukraine. I was watching a video last week of some uppity schmuck farmer guy in the Midwest and saying that the farmers in the Midwest are having to make decisions right now about what to plant or not to plant, but they don't have fertilizers, so a lot of them are choosing not to plant crop, which means by the end of this year, we're going to start having shortages in those grains or corns or whatever because of the fertilizer that we're not getting from Ukraine. So this one, I think, is going to be a little bit more personal.
And then when you start not having the fertilizer roll in here, it's a domino effect like you can't believe because, okay, if we do decide to use the fertilizer at five times the cost it used to be, then they then have to pass that on to the next person, the middleman, who then bumps up the price. And then you have to have the crops and all the produce delivered. And with the cost of fuel being what it is and doesn't look that, that's going to go down for a long time. We're going to be looking at food prices, and actually things in supermarkets are going to be scarcer. It's just going to happen.
Well, I mean, you know, we talked about it just before we came back on that, you know, diesel. I drove by a gas station yesterday. It was $6.39 a gallon for diesel. These truckers, you know, they were filling up for $500 or $600 a tank a day. Now they're filling up for $1,000 to $1,200, $1,300 a day. So, I mean, let that sink in, folks. We're talking about truckers are going to start having gas bills of nearly $20,000 a month. They're going to pass it on. You're going
to
see it.
They've got to.
You're going to see it. And I was listening to, I think it was Glenn Beck yesterday, which was interesting because he had some guy on talking about inflation by the Biden administration has been baked in at 10% per year for the next 10 years, almost automatically, unless things are just absolutely overturned. When Sleepy Joe got in, a burger national average was about $4.40. Today, a little over a year into his term, it's $6.35. Next year, it's going to be $7.75. So that's not going to end. And so, you know, we've got some headwinds coming.
There are businesses here in town that are good businesses. They're fair.
Yeah.
They're local. They're our businesses. He said, I've had to raise my prices three times because I can't get this and this and this at the price that we were selling it for just, you know, 6 months ago. You know, so when you look at it like this, there's going to be, and then, you know, the $15 an hour wage thing, I know somebody that used to be a head of the California Restaurant Association. They were fighting that, and the last time I saw him, he said, we just blew by that one, you know, during COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And so you have not only that, the cost of your labor, but then everything going up like that. What that's going to do is, and it's not going to be radically like in 1 year like COVID did to so many businesses. It's going to be long-term attrition that they just can't make it work.
Well,
they just
everything
goes back into business, and they don't get paid.
Well, and the thing is, you know, people ask me all the time about, you know, how's this going to impact the housing market? Well, historically, recessions, which is coming, so just know that I'm going to put it out there officially, there is one coming. Housing has actually always done reasonably well. Prices have gone up, interest rates have gone down, but interest rates have been historically at the lowest they've been, so I'm not sure how much lower we can go. But when you start having families who are trying to qualify for a house, but now their gas bill is up $150, $200 a month, their food bill is up $200 or $300 a month, on and on, how is that going to impact the housing market and the economy as a whole? They're going to eat out less. They're going to drive
back. Absolutely.
And, you know, there's a lot of really shiny, beautiful SUVs and pickup trucks out there sucking 12 miles or 14 miles a gallon. When they start having to pay $500 or $600 to fill their tank up, I think we might start seeing some defaults on the big vehicles because people are going to be making decisions.
That's what President Obama and President Biden have said. That it's just going to force you to get smaller cars and go green. Well,
yeah.
The problem is to go green. Yeah, I posted something the other day. The cost of the batteries, how they're made, what you do with them, the fact that you still. That 40% of all the energy still comes from coal to recharge these batteries that make you feel good about it. When we've got enough gas, or we've got enough petroleum and natural gas in this country to take care of us for a century.
Yep.
And yet we're not using it.
Well, Toyota, the largest auto manufacturer in the world, beats everybody, came out and said this green energy, this electric stuff, it's never going to work. There's not enough capacity in the world to fuel housing, manufacturing, and electric cars. And that's from the largest car manufacturer in the world. They publicly came out and said, you guys need to stop focusing on that. Let's work on some other things.
Musk said the same thing. He says, we've got to get back into the petroleum production business or we're going to be in real trouble.
Yep.
One of our listeners said, let's see, where is that? Anyway, it says something. We need to start producing stuff ourselves.
Yep.
And that was the gist of it. And it's not just the oil. it's pharmaceuticals. The Chinese could cut us off from pharmaceuticals and in a second. We need to have those things that keep our country moving. And I say pharmaceuticals, I'm not talking about fentanyl. I'm talking about pharmaceuticals that help people with their blood pressure and all that. But other things, we need to start.
Bring it all back home.
Bringing it back home as much, you know, and if that means, okay, we cut the rates on corporate taxes, so be it, as long as we can get it made here. More jobs, and we don't have to rely on countries who are not our friends.
Yep. One of the best things that came out of COVID was simply that realization. We can't rely on everybody to supply us all the time, no matter how cheap it is.
Okay. Doug Jenke, thank you. A month from today, you'll be back.
If you would like.
Of course.
Will do. Yeah, I'll put it on my calendar, and so just make a note on yours that I'm already there.
I'm there, and I'll put your last name there, too, so I don't get you mixed up with three other people.
Fair enough.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka and about cancer and other aspects of our health right here in Shasta County.
KCNR, Shasta, ready.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. This is day 28 of Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine, and President Biden once again voicing concern about Russia's potential use of chemical weapons against Ukraine.
As he left the White House for his trip to Europe, the president was asked about the Russian threat of chemical warfare.
I think it's a real threat.
On Monday, the president told business leaders that Vladimir Putin's recent suggestion that Ukraine has biological and chemical weapons is a clear sign he is considering using both of those.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, the BBC's Lise Doucette in Kiev, says things are not going well for the Russians with Ukraine's military going on offense.
We often talk about the logistical difficulties the Russians are facing, the strategic mistakes, running out of manpower, and not having enough coordination between ground forces and the air power. Then we hear they're getting frostbite, that they don't have enough gloves to keep their hands warm. And then this morning, this staggering statistic, it's only from the Ukrainian armed forces, so it's very hard to confirm, but they now say that the Russian losses in a month of war in Ukraine have gone past 15,000.
The Salem Radio Network, along with nonprofits Food for the Poor and Feed My Starving Children, rushing food, water, and emergency relief to Ukrainian refugees. More information at srnnews.com. It's another day of questioning for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson, back before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Jackson faces another day of potentially tough questions from Republicans. Yesterday, some raised concerns about the judge's previous sentences for convicted child pornographers and her views on critical race theory. Senators get their final chance to question the nominee today. Tomorrow, the panel hears from outside experts. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Wall Street, the Dow down 253 points. The Nasdaq is off 50. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Tragedy on a highway in southern Oklahoma.
The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says a two-vehicle collision involving a passenger vehicle and a semi claimed the lives of six teenage students in southern Oklahoma Tuesday. The students were in the passenger vehicle. OHP spokesperson Sarah Stewart says the crash occurred about 12:30 p.m. in Tishomingo, which is about 100 miles southwest of Oklahoma City. All six victims were female. Images from the scene showed a virtually destroyed black vehicle. The condition of the semi driver was not immediately known. I'm Mike Grossio.
A Chinese aviation official says one of the two black box recorders has been found in severely damaged condition 2 days after a China Eastern Airlines flight crashed in southern China, 132 people on board. The official says the device is so damaged that investigators can't tell whether it's the flight data recorder or the cockpit voice recorder. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Federal safety inspectors say baby formula maker Abbott Labs failed to maintain sanitary conditions at a Michigan manufacturing plant linked to a cluster of infant illnesses.
The Food and Drug Administration began investigating the plant after Abbott recalled several leading infant formulas. The products have been tied to 4 infant hospitalizations, including 2 deaths due to a rare bacterial infection. FDA inspectors released their initial findings Tuesday evening. Among other problems, they found a history of contamination with the bacteria in various parts of the plant. But the FDA report doesn't identify a root cause for the latest outbreak. Keith Peters reporting.
At least one death and several injuries reported in the aftermath of a powerful tornado roared across the New Orleans metro area last night. On Wall Street this hour, the S&P down 17 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio at Carl Linda Bott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Linda's on assignment this morning and it's 8:05 here on the 23rd of March, 2022, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. My Svengali of the airwaves. Good morning, buddy. Yeah,
good morning, and we have a phone call.
Okay, why don't you take the phone call? I'll do the weather.
Actually, no, Pat got it. So.
Oh, Pat got it. Okay.
Okay, it's currently 54 degrees, sunny today, high of 86, low of 53. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 86, low of 52. Friday, sunny, high of 82, low of 50. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 82, low of 52. Sunday and Monday, chance of showers.
Yay!
With highs in the low 70s.
Yay! Okay. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, family-owned business out of Anderson, and a very successful business. Why? Because they treat their customers like warm friends. It's cool during the summer to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and their customer service is just outstanding. You can reach them at 365-3793. Well, this month is colon rectal cancer month. Is that right? Okay. I'm getting nods from the two doctors. Of course, then we have Dr. Pramila Dhanuka and Dr. Doug Matthews. Now, Dr. Matthews is a surgeon.
Correct.
And Dr. Dhanuka has her own Pace Cancer Center here, oncologist. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning. Yeah, turn her up a little bit. She is mighty in her office, but she has such a sweet voice. Okay, tell me about Colon Rectal Cancer Month.
So, colon cancer is after skin cancer, and then the male and female cancers of breast cancer and prostate cancer, the third most common cancer that we diagnose in people. About 150,000 diagnoses across the country in a year, leading to about 53,000 deaths.
So almost a third of the people, once it's been diagnosed, die.
Correct. Yeah.
Whoa.
And the challenge with it is that it's common enough that 1 out of 20 Americans will get this during their lifetime.
Really?
So the goal that we have is because the intestines is sort of a lesser
thought of and who wants cared to talk
about
organ.
Who wants to talk about your intestines? Come on.
And,
you know, we talk about our hair and our eyes and our eyebrows even, but who wants to talk right. about the intestines?
So that's it's a little bit of a taboo subject, and so on an annual basis in March, we remind people that even the taboo parts of your body can get nasty problems. And the good news for colon cancer and rectal cancer is that if we find problems early, these cancers are nearly 100% cured with surgery even before we need help from chemotherapy with Dr. Danuka. And so the goal for us is to get the word out and remind people that it's time for their colonoscopy and screening procedures, and removal of polyps save lives.
Dr. Danuka, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, when the guys get together, mm-hmm. and always somebody is getting ready to go down for a colonoscopy. It's your husband's place, may I say. And everybody talks about it. And everybody, you know, it's like, oh, God, you know, I had to drink a gallon of this. And I said, I didn't have to drink a gallon of that. He gave me two fizzy bottles, you know, that worked really well. And but, you know, it's just that's the thought of it. And people go, well, yeah, after I got in there, I mean, it was nothing. I mean, it was nothing. You know, you're in. Everybody talks to you. Everybody, you put a little warm blankie on you. They ask you 12 times your name, your birth date. What are you in here for? And you know, and don't kid around by saying, don't you know? No, they know what you're in here for. They want you to say it. And then you go in there, and they're chit-chatting with you, and then the next thing you know, 15 minutes has passed, and you wake up, and you feel great. And I've never, you know, felt pain or anything like that. You know, Linda hasn't. So, but everybody talks about getting ready for it, like that is something horrible.
It is true, Carl, because the preparation part is actually the major part.
Yeah.
You know, it's the major issue. And even right now, a lot of people have, you know, problem drinking all that water, especially some with blood pressure issues or diabetes issues. It becomes a problem. So they're working on it. I think the GI people are at it. And slowly it's improving. The preparation is getting better. Sometimes who gets what is mainly decided by insurance. You know?
Really?
Yeah, they have to get approval from the insurance before they can give you the prep. And sometimes those things which we consider minor can play a big role in the perception and the experience of any yeah. person for the colonoscopy.
Because I've done the gallon jug. Okay?
Yeah.
I've done that. But I've also had the fizzy bottle.
Right.
And I can tell you, you know, there's just two bottles. They look like a small Coca-Cola bottle.
Soda bottle.
And you go, well, wait a minute. Is this going to work? Well, absolutely it works.
Yeah.
And it's a lot less filling, as you might say. Mm-hmm. So I just thought everybody was doing that. But no.
No.
And I didn't realize it was because of insurance.
Yeah, it's the insurance issue that comes into play. There are some tablets they can use, which are very new thing. But, I mean, like I said, it varies from person to person, and it's a little problem right now. But they are hopefully sorted out soon, and it will all become so cheaper that everybody can use the easiest way to prep for their colonoscopy.
What I do tell people, and other people have done this, is just, you know, if you think it's not working, you know, well, this just isn't working, just wait. Just wait. Yeah. Do not leave your house.
That's
do
right.
Do not even leave the room that's close to the bathroom. Okay, now that we've got that out, come on, people need to understand the reason we do this is you drink that stuff. Is
so basically, we want to have people clear the colon, you know, properly. We don't want any food particles, any residues there, because it becomes difficult for the doctors who are doing the endoscopies, colonoscopies, to see what is there, because that's their main job, right? So I think people do try. Sometimes it happens that we are not able to get complete clean out, and it's disappointing, of course, for the patient as well as the doctor, I think.
Because you have to do it again.
Because you sometimes have to do it again, and sometimes you can miss important things. Our colon, the whole purpose of us doing the colonoscopy, I think, is to prevent colon cancer. And that's how I look at it. Because in our body, it's a well-known thing in our circles that the polyps are precursor to cancers. So we want to make sure that if we can get to this at polyp stage, take them out, we don't need to reach the cancer stage in anybody. That's our goal as doctors. We want to do that. Unfortunately, we are not able to do it for everybody. And even though the numbers have gone up for screening colonoscopies, overall average right now, I think it's about 83% or something population is getting there, but it's not still there.
Well, I still read about famous people.
Yes.
Famous people. They have all the money in the world. They're dying from colon cancer. And I'm thinking, wow. I mean, your insurance company will pay for colon.
They do pay
screening,
for colon.
Screening. Mm-hmm. No questions asked.
No questions.
No questions asked. You go in there and it's taken care of. And so that always surprises me when I see people that are, you know, I'm not saying they're good people or bad people. They're just people that are famous.
I would add here, Carl, a little bit, because what happens is the insurance pays for the colonoscopy, but sometimes I've had my patients complain about it sometimes because the cost of the anesthesia or those other things, they don't pay or they don't pay fully. So the patient gets to have the burden of cost, and which can be sometimes outrageous for depending on who is doing it, mm-hmm. you know, and who's getting the bill. So sometimes patients complain about that, and I don't understand in today's day and age, if the patient is not given the anesthesia, how do you do a colonoscopy? I mean, you don't want the person to be awake, right?
Well, I wouldn't think so.
And the usual worse, those, the other ones that we were doing before, they were not doing as good a job as these newer anesthetic medications do and for the comfort and the experience of the patient. So it becomes problem there. And I've had to talk to sometimes their the GI doctor's office because of this, because they would cover the colonoscopy cost, but they may not cover the adjunct anesthesia cost.
Well, that to me is just silly.
I mean, yeah,
there's,
right?
There's other words I can think of.
I think the key piece for this is that this becomes that discussion again between patient and physician of, mm-hmm. you know, what are your options for getting checked? We have some other non-procedural ways to get an understanding of people's colon cancer risk. We've got some good studies that look at immunohistochemistry, mm-hmm. fancy name for saying we're looking for proteins and or genetic information in the stool that can tell us whether people have risk. Probably the most famous of these is Cologuard that's advertising everywhere, including, you know, the radio or talking about it during the Super Bowl on major networks.
Super Bowl ad. Yeah.
And so I think there are options for people to get an understanding of, is your colon a high-risk colon? Is your colon a lower-risk colon? Some of this goes into discussing family histories. Mm-hmm. So people who are in families who have cancers or polyps are higher risk. There are higher risk factors for individuals. And so those are things that can help guide what study you need. And if you do need a colonoscopy, then a discussion with the people who provide that scope can help tailor the financial issues to your particular state.
Okay. We got to take a break here. I find it frankly abhorrent that you can't just, you know, this saves lives, and it also saves money.
Right.
For the insurance.
Long-term.
Yeah, why be penny wise and pound foolish, you know, or sure. dollar foolish. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by the Reading Chamber of Commerce. They promise to give you the information you need about where local candidates stand on the issues of the greatest importance to you, and invites the public here to the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums on Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheraton Hotel. KCNR Radio, we will be broadcasting that night also, but there's going to be plenty of room to go in there, and like we said, it's going to be a forum where they're asked questions. If somebody addresses somebody else specifically, they will have a chance to rebut that. But it's not going to be a debate in that sense of the word. It's going to be a forum where you can find out where your candidates stand on the issues that impact on us. We'll be right back with Dr. Danuka and Dr. Matthews.
Roy Theater presents The Rocky Horror Show, its first production at their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newly engaged Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near the home of Dr. Frankenfurter and are in for a wild night of misadventure. The Rocky Horror Show, on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th through Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged. Axiom's next stage is here, and it's here thanks to you. Tickets and information at axreptheater.com.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you the Cigar of the Humidor, the Monte Cristo 1935 Anniversary Nicaraguan. From the fields of A.J. Fernandez, a bold and strong Maduro stick. Lots of spice with subtle earthy tones and a twinge of leather, coffee, and malted milk. The number 2 cigar of 2021. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. The highest grades from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services for heart attack care, emergency room care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacements. You want to go to a place that gets high ratings, and Shasta Regional Medical Center is the one that has the highest ratings in Shasta County by far. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, one of my favorite people.
Thank you.
And Dr. Doug Matthews, who's quickly getting there. I always have these weird questions for him and things I read. And I'd read someplace that in the intestines at any one time there's like 20 pounds of water and waste and all that. And he said, no.
I think it's probably an overstatement to say there's 20 pounds, but there's certainly more than a few pounds.
Okay. 10 pounds?
Split the difference.
Ten pounds. Okay, so when you weigh yourself in the morning, you don't really weigh that much. You can deduct 10 pounds, right?
I like that. I can deduct.
You like that?
Yeah.
You can
think
deduct about 10 that. Pounds because that stuff's on its way through.
Think about that when you drink your bowel prep. You're losing weight.
You know what? I have never weighed myself afterwards to see how much of a difference that makes.
That would be interesting, right?
Yeah, you weigh yourself before you start, you know, and then you weigh yourself afterwards, and you go, whoa. Okay.
1 pound weight loss, or 1 day weight loss.
1 day weight loss.
It actually it makes me feel better now. Most of it is done.
There you go. See, I don't weigh that. I'm 10 pounds of just water in me. Okay, we're talking colon cancer, awareness month. And that if you do something as simple, and I know, you know, I've been joking about it, but it is simple, to get a colon screening, a colonoscopy, it can save your life, and I'm not kidding you. If it's caught early, colon cancer can be prevented by taking out the polyps.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking as a layman right now. There's polyps that are growing inside your colon, and that if they continue to grow, they could turn into cancer. So when it's found, they just snip them off right in there.
Right.
Okay.
One addition. Information I wanted to about Cologuard we were talking. So this Cologuard, though it has a higher sensitivity, its specificity is very low. And what happens is sometimes you get, of course, inaccurate results. False positives are there quite a bit. The other problem that is people get lulled into the feeling that, okay, we have checked it out. You know?
Okay, now then we're talking about, can you say that one more time? This isn't the colonoscopy. This is another form.
The stool test, DNA stool test that we are checking. And it looks at the DNA looking for the cancer cells. So specifically, it's looking for cancer cells. It's not looking for polyps. Remember that. So we cannot prevent anything with Cologuard, number one. Number two, once the cancer is there, then you anyway have to go in to biopsy it. So it beats the purpose of actually doing a Cologuard in that stage. At present, 85% of the polyps are missed by Cologuard, and especially the earlier ones. Only 15% polyps they can detect, which are advanced and which are already giving out blood. That's where we are. Cancer side, it's still better. It can detect more cancers. About 90% of cancers are detected and 10% are missed. Of course, we don't want to miss any cancers, but it can miss those cancers too. So getting the feeling that it's all perfect to just use it as an alternative for colonoscopy is incorrect here. I just wanted to stress that because I've seen in community a lot of our providers, when patients are complaining about it, they just say, okay, let's just do this instead. I mean, it's better than nothing, of course, I'll agree with them, but we should try to convince them why it is important as well, because eventually if it comes back positive, you have to go back to do colonoscopy. You have to still do the preparation too, right? If it comes back negative, you're not 100% sure that you have taken care of all this. So it's a false a sense of security that people get after it. I just want to address that for a second.
In my practice, I tend to lean people towards colonoscopy as the first, second, and third method to really check, number one, for polyps, which then tells us how frequently we need to watch somebody's colon and what your risk of cancer over your lifetime is. Two is Dr. Dhanuka brings up, that's the only way I can remove a polyp is actually being in there with a scope. But I think you're exactly right that the way to consider these other testing methods, which includes CT colonography, so you can go and get CT scans. Unfortunately, you still need a bowel prep. They still need to fill your colon with some air. You get a CT scan, and then when they find something, you get the bowel prep and the colonoscopy. And same thing with Cologuard, when that comes back positive. I agree. I think probably less than half of those positive Cologuards, I actually find a cancer or a polyp in. But I think it's a great adjunct for the patient that says, I just won't get a scope.
Yeah.
Or a situation where, for some reason, the patient's unwilling to negotiate on the actual procedure. Sometimes this is a good backup. And I'd only use it as a backup.
This is probably not something my favorite thing to do, okay? But I've done so many, and all of us have done things you don't want to do, and I recognize this can save my life. You know, it's like, you could say it's like you're wearing a seatbelt and you get in a crash. That seatbelt could save your life. But it's not comfortable and I don't like it. And and there's other things I guess I could say. I just don't understand where people would be so adamant about something that could save their life. I mean, colon cancer, breast cancer, cervical cancer. If found early, people live.
True.
We'll take a break on that. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, where I've been going for, 14 years now. Only place I've had my hair cut in Reading was the Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's Last Stronghold, a veterans-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, 244-9478. They don't talk politics in there. They talk about everything else. hockey, you name it. They'll talk about it. But they don't talk politics. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasure.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning, everybody. The today, of course, is the 23rd of March, 2022, 8:34 in the morning. And I'm here with Dr. Doug Matthews and Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. We're talking, it's Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And we are talking about colon cancer, and we'll be talking symptoms and treatments as soon as we finish with our phone caller. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question?
Hello, everyone. I do. I have a couple of questions. I have someone who, after 5 months of finally convincing her to get a colonoscopy, because she's been having some issues, she went and had the consultation with the gastroenterologist and was told that she'll have to have a COVID test before she gets the colonoscopy, and that sent her screaming the other way. My curiosity is, you know, is it absolutely necessary to have a COVID test based on, you know, you've got people out there who don't want anything put in their bodies. So, I mean, the scope is one thing, but, you know, a swab up, you know, in your nose is another. She won't do it. So
yeah, it's one thing to get.
I know, Carl. I know. It's one of those things. Do you have to have the COVID test, or okay, you know, and who regulates that? Can the doctors say no, they don't have to have it? Just get her in because she's having problems, or what? And I can take my answer off the air.
Okay, Karen. Thank you very much.
So I think what happens is this COVID test is a problem for some of people here and everywhere, I think. But this is the state mandate for all healthcare facilities. And it is to protect the doctors and the other patients who are there and the staff, healthcare staff that is working there, to make sure they don't get from the patient who may or may not have any. So I hear you. It's difficult choice when they have to do it, and I had a situation with my own patients, a couple of them like that, but unfortunately there we stand. We cannot, because of those state requirements, they cannot operate, the facilities cannot operate if they don't have the patient doing COVID tests before. So it's become for hospitals, colonoscopies in hospitals, colonoscopies in these centers, surgical centers, they all require that.
Well, what about those ones you can take at home? Does those count?
Because
Linda took one the other day.
It depends on the facility. There are some facilities that allow that. There are some facilities that require you to have the test actually at the center.
That is tough. Yeah. Because, I mean, if somebody's got something wrong with them.
They can't get it done, so it's become...
Right. We were talking at one of the breaks that we were noticing that, unfortunately, the COVID epidemic and some of these restrictions really have impacted people and their willingness to go get testing. We figure there's probably over, you know, 2020, 2021... upwards of 3.5 to 4 million people who would have had colonoscopies but didn't because of the pandemic. When we go back and study the rates of cancer, which we can follow by how many times somebody pays to have a colon surgery for a cancer, that there were 20% less colon cancers diagnosed in 2020 compared to the year before. And these aren't that 20% of the cancers have disappeared. These are unfortunately 20% of people who haven't recognized and been diagnosed with cancer and gone to receive therapy. So I think what the caller brings up is a real challenge. Mm-hmm. I guess the feeling of the physicians in the room, at least, was that no matter what's going on, you know, wars or pandemics or recessions, that doesn't stop people getting sick, unfortunately. And so the issue is we have to figure out how do we continue to provide care for these known diseases that are going to keep showing up, even when things are stressful financially or politically. We sort of have to keep healthcare as one of the things that we all can agree on needing to be done.
Right.
I think we... These are not rules made by Dr. Danuk or Dr. Matthews, okay? But they're being held to them. And what I would say, Karen, to your friend is this. If you're having problems, and it's obvious, that either call, I'd probably call Dr. Danuk or Dr. Matthews, and say, look, this is what's going on. And, you know, the fact of having a swab in your nose and could save your life, not because of COVID, okay? Just forget COVID. I can tell you what, if I was totally against it, but yet I'm having problems, I'd suck it up one time and get that test. And you might ask, and you might also call and say, hey, look, I've got that at-home test that the government gave me. Can I use that?
Right.
And just see what it is with the doctor. But try and get your friend in there. I mean, a swab and... versus dying of something, and because you've got symptoms. And speaking of symptoms, what are some of the symptoms of if something's going on wrong in your colon?
Colon, usually early on, there are very non-specific symptoms, which we all day-to-day living, we consider, okay, it's just stomach upset, this. But if it is persisting, some symptom is not going away despite change in usual diet, pay attention. It could be anything. It could be diarrhea, constipation, off and on pain, bleeding, rectal bleeding, cramping, unusual hours. So all those could represent it, but sometimes we get distracted because we think it's okay to have those things and it might be the food or something that has done it. But I always tell them if it is staying there, if it is persistent, pay attention.
Okay.
To add to that, the frustrating part for all of us is at the very earliest stage of these cancers, there's no symptoms, which is why we bring up the screening part so much. But then, you know, the vague symptoms start. And by the time somebody's having, abdominal distension, nausea and vomiting, weight loss, loss of appetite, by the time you're having all of those symptoms, things really are a major issue, and so people need to seek medical attention at that point.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Now, if colon cancer, now they have it, what happens next? You know, it's been diagnosed.
So typically the diagnosis is made by getting some of the cells from the tumor, either a colonoscopy or with a biopsy in another way. And so once we have tissue diagnosis of colon cancer or an adenocarcinoma of the colon, there's staging that goes on. And so we use some blood tests to look for tumor markers, again, proteins that these colon cancers can make. Unfortunately, those are not very sensitive or specific either, and so it's not a good test to get a blood test to look for colon cancer. There really isn't one for it, although they're working on developing some of those, but it's probably still 5 to 10 years in the making. So blood test for something called CEA, which is a tumor marker, CT scans to look at your lungs, your liver, and other parts of the body for evidence of spread, and then at the primary tumor to determine is it stuck to something else for me as the surgeon to make plans about. And then if it's a very distal colon cancer in the rectum, which is the last 6 or 8 inches of the colon, those end up getting an MRI of the area to look at how deep the tumor has invaded through the colon wall and if there are any signs of lymph nodes. And that then determines treatment planning with chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, and what order we put those treatments into.
Wow. Okay. So yeah. there's a number of things, and it depends on the severity of it and all this. Most of which can be prevented by colonoscopies.
That's correct.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You talk about health insurance, and especially under Medicare. You know, give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441. There's one company that's been, it's a regional company, Medicare Advantage, that's been advertising up here. That because it's regional, they are saying a lot of things that do not hold true for our region up here because of the different organizations that either support it or don't support Medicare Advantage, and it can cost you a lot of money. But this is just one of the things that Judy Maxwell can help you with when it comes to your health insurance. Again, give her a call at 221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and she's been helping people since 1993, so she knows her way around the insurance industry. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO for the Redding Rancheria. On behalf of the tribe, I am happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project. Perhaps you were unaware that the tribe has been working for years to relocate our current casino to our property along I-5 that the tribe purchased nearly 20 years ago. The casino relocation project will benefit the North State. Our buy local, hire local policy will spur growth and prosperity and will make our community even better. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
The Redding Chamber of Commerce continues their legacy of involvement in vetting local candidates and will be hosting the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge. The Redding Chamber of Commerce is committed to providing trusted information on local candidates running for office while abiding by their city plan to lead with credibility, integrity, transparency, and you, the voice of their members. The Chamber wants to be sure that the most important issues you face are brought to the attention of those seeking public office and will be surveying its membership to help set the direction of the questions asked at the forums. Additionally, digital voter guides will be released featuring interviews with candidates and races of importance as identified by the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Find out more about our candidates at the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge at 820 Sundial Bridge Drive. Doors open at 4:30. Admission is free. For more information, contact the Redding Chamber of Commerce.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor at 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, I'm Jack Putter Jr., Chairman for the Redding Rancheria.
The Redding Rancheria is happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project to our I-5 property. Since purchasing the property over 20 years ago, we have carefully planned how to create a project benefiting the entire community, thus making hundreds of jobs and bringing millions of dollars to our local businesses. We will be buying local, hiring local, and provide a steady revenue for police and fire. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. What's today? Today's Wednesday, and the 23rd. And Randall Hempeling walked through, a friend of mine and in of our community, and he mentioned that my head, I look like I got out of the pool. And this was 12 years of doing this show plus 32 years in the Marine Corps. And I've always, like, at least combed my hair or tried. And not today. Yeah, I just walked right out of the house. And I do. I look, at least it's not all sticking up spiked. That's the only thing I can say. I'm here with Dr. Bromley Tanuka and Dr. Doug Matthews. This is how bad I am. I hit up Doug. Hey, you want to advertise here? A baseball game? During the break, what's he going to say? No. No, of course not.
Let's do it.
We're talking colon cancer awareness month. Colon cancer, cervical cancer, and breast cancer, if caught early enough, are curable. Means you
don't have to see them again.
Ever. They can be fixed right then.
Right.
But you have to go and be tested.
That's correct.
And screening.
And screened. I'm sorry, you've got to be screened. Yeah. And we talked about the, you have the gallon to drink or you have the little fizzy bottles to drink. I had both, not at the same time. Otherwise, they would have had to carry me in there, probably. The other thing is don't eat anything with seeds in it. That's another big thing.
Yeah, right? The challenge with the seeds is that unfortunately it doesn't flow out quite as easily as some other things, and the channels that we use on the scopes are just about the size of seeds, and so as we're going through cleaning whatever puddles are left, now the scope is all clogged up and the staff is upset. And
then you wake up and you got trouble. A bruise on your face because the nurse reached over and just smacked you. I told you not to do this. Oh, no, of course not.
And quinoa is the one that gets me because it never used to be heavy in any of our diets, but now people are very excited about quinoa. And
right.
They stick around.
It's a little seed.
It's almost a grain.
Grain.
But they stick around for weeks in people's colon.
Oh,
wow.
Well, that's something I could have gone for a whole day without knowing. the thing is that as we were talking earlier in the show, I've got friends, and when we all get together, somebody is always going to get one. But here's the good thing. Somebody is always going to get one.
Which is good.
It is good.
Yeah.
And, you know, standing around, armed up and all this, yeah, I'm getting ready to go out and have mine. And, of course, then everybody jokes about it, but everybody goes.
Yeah, it's really important. I mean, I'm a colon cancer surgeon. I take cancers out of people. I got my first colonoscopy about 7 years ago, and unfortunately, I'm a polyp-making colon. So I get to see a gastroenterologist every 3 years myself, and it's the best time and money I ever spend. It's bad advertising when your colon cancer doctor gets colon cancer. So I have to get
screened. Okay, now, what happens when they do find a polyp in there? And they're called precancerous polyps. What happens?
It depends on the size and the location, but most of the time, either with a set of forceps and or a little bit of cautery, and we have snares that can also go all the way down to the end of the scope, and we just snare off the polyps. Sometimes the really large ones require a little bit more of injection and some technical procedures to get them out.
But it all happens while you're on the table.
Correct.
Because
almost
got the way
all
to snip
polyps
it off.
Can be removed by skilled gastroenterologists and surgeons at the time of the procedure. Very few times do we have to do a secondary procedure or a surgery to take out a polyp. Not never, but
it's rare. Very rare. Now, the fact is I've gone through my whole life, and then I think the last time they found one. And here I am going, wait a minute, why now? Well, you've been eating a lot of weird stuff for a long time. But they took care of it. So that means instead of it, what is it, every 10 years, and then it becomes every 5 years?
3, 2.
Yeah, or whatever, but that's okay.
But it depends on the kinds of polyps you've had and the size and number of them, and then we sort of put you into a risk category and say, do we need to watch you closely, mm-hmm. or we need to watch you on the 10-year interval that a healthy colon gets.
Here's a question, and I'm not, what about HPV vaccine?
For colonoscopy?
No, I don't even know what that is.
So HPV is a virus that puts us at risk of a variety of cancers. It's okay. the number one risk factor for cervical cancer. We see in my line of work anorectal cancers that are squamous cell cancers. Oropharyngeal cancers can also be caused by this. And so the HPV vaccine was developed against some of these proteins that the virus has and makes. And the problem with the virus is it's very, very common, mm-hmm. is very easily transmitted, and people don't know they have it. And so after 40 or 50 years of living a normal life, somebody notices a growth or a painful area on their bottom. They start to have a little bit of bleeding. They see a doctor at some point who says, well, we need to do a biopsy of that area. And then, unfortunately, the treatment for the anorectal ones that I see typically involves chemotherapy and radiation. And it's a pretty substantial course of therapy people have to go through to get that fixed. Mm-hmm. So, I'm a big proponent of saying if we have a vaccine that can prevent cervical cancers, oropharyngeal cancers, anal cancers, penile cancers, we really should be using all the tools available to us. So my personal belief, and for my kids and my family and anybody I can convince, is very much like colonoscopy. This is a very small ounce of prevention to really be a huge pound of cure. If we have a vaccine for cancers, we should use it.
Yeah, you're nodding your head in agreement here, I believe.
No, I agree. Yeah. Absolutely, fully agree on this. And especially right now, we have for teenagers, there is a program under 14. All school kids, they are recommending to have a vaccine, HPV vaccine, anywhere from 2 to 3 shots they are giving. It used to be 3, right? It's 2 now, Doug, right? Yeah, I think it's 2 shots they are giving for all teenagers.
For mainly females.
HPV. No.
For both.
Male. Yeah. Male and female both.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you haven't had while you're a teenager, it can go up to 24 years. You can still get your vaccines.
Okay.
For women, even up to, if you haven't had, even up to 45, that was the latest, I think, you can get the vaccine.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. And so that will also help.
Absolutely, because it's a preventive thing. If you're preventing you're making the antibody, you're preventing the progression of the virus, makes alterations in the DNA, which later down leads to cancer. So if we are able to prevent it at an earlier stage by giving vaccine, that is definitely helpful.
Okay. Wow. Now I've heard of HPV, mm-hmm. and there was this, of course it was it became a contentious issue.
Right.
Yes. Healthcare often does, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, but a lot of it had to do with cervical cancer for women.
Yeah.
Right.
On this, but that helps with that.
Yeah, the challenge is that just because I don't have a cervix, I do have an oropharynx, and I still have an anus.
Right.
And unfortunately, those are areas that can be affected by this, just like the cervix can. Cervix is the higher number,
mm-hmm.
but these other areas also can have problems.
Okay. Well, that was interesting, because I'd had heard of HPV, but not at this level where you're talking about it. Okay.
Maybe we should have a session for the cervix cancer.
I think I absolutely agree
that
with that, because that's another cancer that can be treated,
right.
And when it's caught, but it's got to be treated. Now,
right.
What?
And
I hate to go into this one with only 2 minutes left, but I would like to do that
anytime.
Okay.
Just call us.
Be
and
more
we
than
could
happy.
Come
yeah,
over.
If y'all want to come back in again,
mm-hmm.
Maybe next month, and we can talk about that. Because is that a deadly disease?
Absolutely.
Worldwide, it's number one killer.
Cervical cancer worldwide?
Worldwide is number one killer.
More than
lung cancer.
What about the United States?
United States, it's not. Number one is lung cancer.
Right.
But worldwide, cervix cancer is though. Because of these prevention methods that we have actually put in the school levels, it's so much better. It used to be much more previously, but in the last 20 years, it has actually become so much better with this approach.
Well, that's
screening has made its impact there.
Right. Yeah. And that's where they, is that the pap smear?
Pap smear.
Correct.
Okay, and how young should a person get a pap smear?
Anytime you're sexually active for women. And
okay. So age, whatever they become sexually active. Okay. And parents need to know this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, nobody wants to think that your 13-year-old daughter may be sexually active, but if she is, at some point she should
be tested.
It's important
at some point, yeah. Because it gets into the routine of checking. More important, it's not like we are going to diagnose the cancer right there. But once they get into routine and then initial early reproductive years between late teens, 20s, that's the screening is much more intense, more every 2 years, 3 years. But later on, it actually reduces down to anywhere from 3 to 5 years afterwards.
Okay. So, hey, I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, Pace Cancer Center, and Dr. Doug Matthews, who is Valor.
Valor Oncology, yeah.
Valor Oncology. How do they get a hold of you all?
Pace Cancer Center, 2145 Court Street, phone number 530-247-1425.
Right down the street from us?
And Valor Oncology is over on Dana Drive near Hilltop on the way to Costco.
Big spot.
Yep.
Right off the
freeway there.
It's a beautiful facility there.
And in Chico, we're at 1700 Esplanade. Sort of kitty corner down low hospital on the Esplanade.
Okay. Thank you so much for being with us today. So much information. And we're going to have you back next month for cervical because that is a, that, as you said, is the number one killer in the world, cancer.
Yeah.
And it's a woman type thing. So.
Not really woman type. Men and women both, like you said.